Well, this morning when I arrived at church, there was an envelope on my desk, and I thought I'd wait till now just to kind of open it up to see what it's all about. Oh, congratulations, it says. Apparently, I've won. Well, I just want to thank the Academy.
I'm sorry.
It's not a joke, right? Is this the right one? Thank you, Gord. Thanks a lot. Well, the real winner is, of course, it's all of you. You are God's people. And because God's love is never ending, God's love has forgiven all of us. And that's no mistake at all. And as it says in Romans 5, one man's act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all. And that one man was and is Jesus Christ, God's Son given for all of us for that forgiveness of sins. As we prepare to explore this idea of God's never-ending love in our Lenten journey, let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, help us this morning to put aside the many things that we may have brought with us this morning. Sometimes in the rush to get to church on a Sunday morning, lots of different things take place and we can easily get distracted. Help us now to calm our hearts and our minds and focus on you and focus on what you have for us, especially as we begin this Lenten journey and we start this with our communion service this morning. We pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen. Well, we are beginning a journey today, a journey that has a great reward for all of us. It's not a reward similar to this, but it is something much more meaningful and truly, truly important for us. It's it cost the life of Jesus and took the power of our loving God to complete that never-ending love that has said that I've mentioned. As of Wednesday, this past Wednesday, which was Ash Wednesday, we began our 40 days of Lent. Today, of course, is our first Sunday of Lent, as I've said, and this period in our church calendar is entirely put together based on those 40 days that Jesus spent in the wilderness. Now, the number 40 appears many, many times throughout the Bible. There were 40 days and nights that Noah spent on the ark. There were 40 years that the Israelites spent wandering in their very own wilderness. Moses spent 40 nights on the mountain speaking with God. Moses also sent spies for 40 days to investigate the land God had promised to the Israelites as an inheritance recounted in the book of Numbers. The prophet Jonah powerfully warned ancient Nineveh for 40 days that its destruction would come because of its many sins. Elijah went 40 days without food or water at Mount Horeb. In fact, the number 40 is used in a total of 146 times in Scripture, generally trying to symbolize a period of testing, of trial, or of probation for people. And so today we have our 40 days of Lent that leads us to the cross event that we call Easter. The English word Lent, just to have an idea of where that comes from, is a shortened form of an old English word, lengthen, which means the spring season or the lengthening of the days as it begins. And it originally comes from a Greek and Latin phrase that we won't even worry about, but it means 40 and 40th or 40 days. So this Lent, this lengthening of time and this 40-day period is something that has been with the church for a long, long time. And as I've said many times already this morning, there are traditionally 40 days in Lent, and these have been traditionally marked by fasting both from foods and festivities and by other acts of penance. There's three traditional practices that have been taken up during Lent, and they are prayer, which represents justice towards God, fasting, which is justice towards the self, and almsgiving, justice towards neighbors. It has in more modern times boiled down to giving up something for Lent, as we talked with the children briefly about giving up chocolate, for instance. And really, in truth, it's really boiled down to not very much as far as giving up goes, because people don't celebrate Lent because they have no church background, or it's kind of fallen out of favor in many of the Protestant churches as time has gone by. The point of giving something up for Lent is really so that we can spend time that we would have been doing something else, and spend that time in prayer or acts of kindness or scripture reading, some time with God to reflect on our lives. Something is given up sacrificially in the same way that Jesus gave up as he wandered in the wilderness and ultimately gave up his life for all of us. Referring back to Paul's statement in Romans, one man's act benefited the many. So as we think about wilderness, I'll put that in air quotes, that Jesus spent 40 days and nights in, we need to consider what might our wilderness be for each of us as individuals and maybe for us as a congregation. Lent as a church holy day is not specifically scriptural, and as far as celebrating it goes, it's a church tradition, very much like Christmas, I suppose, is, but it is a tradition that has good roots and intent, but only if we remember the why of why we're doing these things and giving things up in Lent. What we have, once again, and I say this very often, the written word supersedes the intent. Lent has turned into just an act, but we forget the why of that act. We forget why we're doing something. So it's fun to say, or fun to maybe even do almost. It becomes fun just because I've given up chocolate for 40 days. But it's really why we're doing that, in order to spend time with God and reflect on the sacrifice that Christ gave for us. Here at Burlington East, like many congregations, we celebrate the first Sunday of Lent by celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion, which we're set for now. This is a wonderful way to begin this 40-day journey, as communion reminds us what is coming up for Easter. And I did mention last week, as we read the story with the disciples and we're reading through the life of Christ, they didn't have the benefit that we have, that we can flip through the pages and read the end of the story. They were living it in a sort of a timeline. They were isolated. So for them, this seemed very confusing in sometimes, and they didn't really understand what was coming. But we do. And in this, our journey, we can be thinking about what is coming for us. You know, Lent and Easter could be argued as the most important time for Christians. It's especially when we juxtapose that against Advent and Christmas. And what I mean by that somewhat is that the amount of airtime that Advent and Christmas gets, unfortunately, tends to underwhelm or maybe even overwhelm sometimes the festival of Lent and Easter by comparison. You know, you get advertising on TV, the stores do it. You don't see much about Lent and Easter in the stores and on television, but you certainly see a lot about Christmas. There's a little bit about Easter because we see bunnies and eggs and chocolate and that sort of thing, but the meaning of what's really going on is lost entirely. Our challenge, I believe, today for us as individuals and as the body of Christ here and over the next 40 days should be to consider this journey that we're all taking to the cross as if we didn't know what the end is going to be. We don't light the candle here during Lent because it's to help us to focus on the light that's sort of literally almost saying that at the end of that tunnel, the end of that journey, the light that is Christ. We will be standing at the foot of that cross when we come to the end of this journey at Good Friday and Easter Sunday. This next 40 days is a time to reflect before our God the things that can slow us down in this life. Hebrews chapter 11 tells us of the great faith that so many people had in the Bible before we lived, before we were here. It tells us that we have a great history of faith, of examples of faith, that God's never-ending chesed love. I want us to consider the words that are found in Hebrews 12 at the end of all of these examples that are given. It says, "Since we are surrounded by so many examples of faith, we must get rid of everything that slows us down, especially the sin that distracts us. We must run the race that lies ahead of us and never give up. We must focus on Jesus, the source and goal of our faith. He saw the joy ahead of him, so he endured death on the cross and ignored the disgrace it brought him. Then he received the highest position in heaven, the one next to the throne of God. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners so that you don't become tired and give up." This Lenten 40 days, think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners so that you don't become tired and give up. It's a word that God wants for us, something for us to do over these next 40 days. If we're going to give up something for Lent, consider a period of time that you take every day to maybe read the paper, watch the news, something that takes some time out of your day that you normally would spend. And I know time is very precious. And probably one of the greatest things that we could give up for Lent is our time, because time is hard to find sometimes, literally speaking. Take some time regularly out of the next 40 days to spend some time reading Scripture, to be praying, to do an act of kindness, which calls that almsgiving, and do what is contained in this challenge from Hebrews. Think about Jesus, who endured opposition from sinners, so that you don't become tired and give up. This Easter, we can all be winners if we keep our eyes focused on Jesus, and we'll have much more than a little trophy to show for it. We'll have eternal life found at the foot of the cross because of Jesus' sacrifice and his victory at Easter. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Lord, help us to understand Lent. Help us to understand the sacrifice that Christ has made. Help us to understand what it is to be in that wilderness with Christ. And help us, Lord, to truly anticipate with all our being that never-ending love that you have for us, shown to us in that cross event that is coming, what we know is Easter, the victory and the sacrifice of Christ. We pray this in his name. Amen. As God has so freely offers us the gift of life in Christ, let us respond with gratitude, offering our lives, our tithes, and our offerings to God.